underground preacher checking in to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our 8 steps series regarding healing marriages with step 2, accountability. This calls for humility and strength, to be humble enough to take accountability for your wrongdoings and to have the strength to ask for forgiveness. Also, both spouses must be determined to fight for the healing of their marriage, because healing is going to be very challenging. At times, it will even seem worse than before. But don't lose heart. That is only the pain of healing. That too shall pass. Indeed, things will get worse before they get better. And that is because the enemy hates marriages so much that he is going to work even harder to try to break you apart, seeing that you have now made up your minds to stand up and fight for your marriage. But don't lose heart. Stay encouraged. For the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now that you have decided to submit to Jesus Christ, know that the one that is with you is greater and mightier than the one that is coming against you. Victory is at hand. Amen?
Amen.
So do your part. Resist the devil. Rebuke his lies and do not run. Stay accountable and truthful. Keep your word, knowing that your word is your bond. Mean what you say and say what you mean, as mentioned in Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Use your word wisely, out of respect for one another. Strive to speak life rather than death. If you don't have anything good to say to one another, pause and reflect and take a moment to pray before proceeding to what needs to be said. Remember to always pray for one another instead of hurting each other. When trying to resolve a situation, don't deviate or deflect. Stick to the truth, even when it hurts. The good news is, truth will set you free. So own up to your actions and be mindful of your words as you work on building a new foundation of trust in one another through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
At this point, I will suggest the healing prayer for marriage from our prayer collection, available for free download on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. So go on with the prayer, work on your accountability, and whenever you are ready, come back for our next step, that is step 3. Acknowledging past traumas. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.